Show.
The Mel Gedroych Podcast.
Hey, it's Mel G, and this week on our Festive Little Podcast, we're going to be talking about Midnight Mass, dog jumpers, and Jeff Herrod. If you like that, then do have a listen to us every Saturday lunchtime from 1 on Magic. We're very giddy. It's Christmas. There will be more humorous chat and some fantastic songs thrown in for good measure. Oh, if that doesn't get your sleigh bells going, I don't know what. Bushy, were you just pretending you were on a sleigh then?
I was.
Quite a fast sleigh.
It's quite hard to do. Have a go at home. Try and do an impression of riding a sleigh. It's nigh on impossible.
Name all the reindeers. Santa's reindeer. Is it reindeer? That's probably plural, isn't it?
I think it
is. Name all of his reindeer.
Barry, Terry, Gary, Liam, Dougie and Frank.
You're absolutely right.
Got it.
And you did forget Bonnie.
Oh, Bonnie. Little Bonnie at the front.
Yeah, Bonnie at the front. She's a little fawn.
She's absolute little fawn, you little fawn. how you doing, Mel? You all right?
Reindeer smell quite bad, actually.
I've never been up close to a reindeer before.
I suddenly remembered as you were going through the names of them. They were all correct. This time last year, I was down in Wales. It was lovely, down in the Rhondda Valley. And we met some reindeer, a couple of reindeer.
You bumped into some reindeer?
There was a lovely reindeer wrangler. She owned two and kept them at home. And they were absolutely delightful to look at. But my goodness, when you got up close.
Yeah.
It was a musky boys' locker room times about a million smell. Like, and also girls' locker room, because girls smell as well.
They really do, actually.
But boys smell worse. Yes.
You're talking like teenage bedroom type smell.
Teenage musk, mate.
And is that just general reindeer smell, or?
I think it might be.
Wow, you think they'd be quite kind of, I don't know, smell of mince pies or something.
No,
you know,
and there was a lot of action out back as well. In the tail area. There was a lot of action.
Like the cow style lift and drop.
Good Christmassy chat, Bush.
There we go, Christmas chat. Enjoy your mince pies, folks.
Listen, actually, I wanted to bring something up, okay?
Okay.
So this last week, you know we've got a dog. We adore our dog. She arrived with us in June from Bulgaria. We absolutely love her. Now, we are getting slightly obsessed with her, Bush, as you know.
Yes, you are.
Because you are a friend and not just a broadcasting, you know.
I'm part of the inner circle.
Yeah, you're the sanctum. Should we be putting sort of Christmas jumpers on her and reindeer antlers? No, it's just a thought.
I don't want to cause a bad vibe at the start of a Christmassy show like this. Yeah. But I saw someone trying to put a jumper on their dog in town the other day, and the dog looked at me and then looked at the owner, and I just thought, what's going on here? How have we got to this in 2018?
Listen, let's have a bit of music. And I want to mull this further. This is a big issue. Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to rush into a decision.
Exactly. Bush, I sense, even though you are dressed all in black, which is your wont, that's standard.
Yep.
I sense you're feeling a bit Christmassy.
That was a very Christmassy song, wasn't it?
Andy Williams, mate, no messing.
I just checked the window to see if there was a robin on the windowsill just singing. And I'm sure there was. I'm pretty sure there was.
I wish it would snow this Christmas.
Yeah, come on, let's have a bit of snow.
But wouldn't that be lovely?
That would be the best.
But anyway, listen, back to this very thorny issue. You mentioned that you saw somebody putting a jumper on their dog, a Christmas jumper on their dog. So the dog looked pretty unhappy, presumably.
He clearly didn't understand what was going on. Oh. I think he suddenly, the penny dropped, is like, oh, in a minute, they're putting a Christmas jumper on me. And it was genuinely in the middle of town. He was like what are those dogs called? They look like they've been hit in the face with a frying pan.
Pug.
A pug. He was a pug. And I just thought to him, you know, that I don't know how we've got to this, putting outfits on pets.
That would be quite a difficult dog to find a jumper for, because they have incredibly short legs, don't they, and very, very wide barrel-like bodies.
Yeah, it was like a little roll neck. It was like a nana. You know when nanas have big, like, furry jumpers with a big old roll neck on
or
them?
Or a BBC Two presenter from the 70s.
Yes.
Big old mustard roll neck.
With a brooch on it or something like that. But what are you thinking? You're thinking like a tank top for your dog?
Well, listen, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying these words. I would have poo-pooed this a year ago. I went past our vet, who we love, Roland. He's so nice.
He's a good egg, isn't he?
Oh, he's a very good egg. He'd do anything for you.
He genuinely would.
Went past Roland's and I saw in the window they had they had some little, they had little antlers.
Oh.
They had little antlers, and I just thought, oh, the dog with antlers would be so cute.
My issue with this is, and, you know, you do your own thing, that's absolutely fine, it's up to you.
Yeah.
But your dog, from what I've heard, is quite highly strung in that she's kind of scatting around.
She's intelligent, she's not highly strung.
Well.
She's extremely intelligent.
Extremely intelligent.
And she has a full Bulgarian passport, allowing her free movement within the EU. Which I do respect her for.
Yeah, more than we'll have soon. So, is she going to allow you to put antlers on her head?
I think she'd look really elegant with them.
Really?
Should we buy her a present for Christmas? Oh, little Bushy, I can't believe I'm saying this.
You might be out of control.
I want to put a stocking up for her.
She might feel a little bit left out if she doesn't.
We could put a bone in a stocking.
Is that what you'd get her? Get one of those ears. Don't they have like a
pig's ears?
A pig's ear.
Oh, she loves a pig's ear.
Oh, you're having your Christmas Day lunch or whatever. She's having a pig's ear.
Yeah, nice.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
And I'm going to decorate her basket. Have I gone mad, Bushy?
You've gone a little too far.
Oh, Lordy. I sensed that was happening.
Pig's ear and a new jumper. Leave it at that.
All right, my love. Now, listen, it's Mel G on Magic here. It's Saturday. Listen, we're in the full 115% Christmas mode here in the studio. We've got more great Christmas music coming up after this. Oh, that's a very high note, isn't it?
Very, very high. You can get there, Mel. You can get there.
In it?
Yeah.
In there?
Yeah, in there.
That was sheer Brixham.
Proper Brixham. They're Fishtown and Cowtown in Brixham.
What does Brixham do for Christmas, Bushy? Is there a particularly Brixham thing that happens at Christmas? We should say Bush is from Brixham and Brixham is in Devon.
Well, I like to call it Torbados, as we call it down there, the county of Torbay. Brixham's a bit like a snow globe at Christmas. It's so cute. Fishing village, all the little cottages lit up.
You're joking.
You have the Golden Hind, the replica ship in the harbour, all lit up like a pirate ship. It's amazing.
I bet you have loads of... do you have loads of carolers going round?
Yes, lots of carolers.
I love carolers.
I want to get into caroling.
Same here, man. We need special festive scarves.
We do. I'd love to go door to door.
Yeah, with you, Bush.
Should we do that?
We should paint red cheeks on ourselves.
Yeah.
And have kind of slightly Dickensian lanterns.
Yeah.
And then... And then go round to people's houses.
What's the protocol? Is it like trick or treat? If you knock on the door, people don't want carols, you let their tyres down? Or
no, you put...
What do you do? I just want to know where I stand on this. Egg their car?
Eggnog their car because it's Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
You wedge your foot in the door.
Okay.
And then you absolutely don't go. That's my policy. You totally say, I'm here and I'm going to sing you God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. In its entirety, the whole 17 verses.
Yeah, definitely.
And then you get some money and go.
I'll sing the song, you can shake a bucket.
Thank you very much.
See what happens.
Let's do it. Brixham carolling, here we come. Yeah, man, this is Mel G and the Mighty Bush. Saturday, December the 8th. We've got a plethora of Christmas instruments in the background. We've got bells, we've got sleigh bells. We've got, what other things?
It was like dry ice and a synth as well, wasn't there? Also, all the instruments.
We got everything out of the bag and we laid it out for you in a Christmassy fashion.
And it's good to hear a xylophone getting a little play out as well, isn't it?
Can I say something absolutely true? I'm not just making this up.
Speak to me off the record about xylophones. Go on.
I'd like to learn how to play the xylophone or the glockenspiel.
I never know which one's which.
I don't know either. Is a glockenspiel wooden?
One's wooden, one's metal. I would pay to come to your gig.
I want to be part of an orchestra, and okay. I think I'd be quite good at the glocks.
Can I ask you one question?
Go on.
About this hypothetical gig.
Yeah.
Would you do one stick in each hand, dong, 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 or would you be
two.
Like... You do two, would you?
Well, I think probably you have to start with one and then you move up to two. I want to get glockenspiel lessons in 2019.
That
I'm
is
not
amazing.
Joking.
I would like that to happen.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That'd be so good. Imagine that.
And you get to stand with all the cool cats in the timpani section in an orchestra.
You can muck about a bit.
Right.
Good.
Hey!
Hey!
Ah, that's a jolly sound. And quite a Christmassy piece of music to boot.
Absolutely.
It's time for the Ledger of Legends. If you don't know what this is, it's a book. It's a lovely leather-bound ledger. And every week we like to put something inside it in written and drawn form, which doesn't normally get the kind of... the trumpeting that it deserves. Do you know what I mean?
No, exactly. We're lifting it up to that next level.
Absolutely. So many things in life and so many people in life do not get the attention they deserve.
Absolutely. It's a very, very important Christmas message there, Mel.
Yeah.
Very important.
And this ledger likes to rectify that situation.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Now, this week, Bushy, this is very exciting.
Okay.
I'd like to put in, this is my favourite Christmas food of all time.
Okay.
It's a small unit... but my goodness, I can eat about 15 of them. Do you know what it is?
Is it some form of something wrapped in something?
Yes. Oh, I'm salivating.
Me too, because I think I know what it is.
Oh, matey. Aren't they the best?
Are you talking pigs in blankets?
Yes!
Why can't we have them all year round, Mel?
I know. It would be wrong.
Would it be wrong?
It would be I don't like to eat Brussels sprouts when it's not Christmas.
Really? You are a traditionist, big time, aren't you?
Would you eat Brussels sprouts?
Yeah, I like them as well.
But would you eat them when it wasn't December or Christmas?
Yeah.
Really?
Genuinely.
I think it's wrong.
I think we need to do a consultation year. Let's say 2019.
Yeah.
Brussels sprouts and pigs in blankets available for the full year. And then at the end, we'll all get together as like a community and decide whether it was a good idea or not.
Guffing.
Guffing nonstop. Be called the Windy Congress.
Listen, that's a great name for a band.
But yeah, that is a good prog rock band, isn't it?
Isn't it?
You can play xylophone in it.
Glockenspiel, thank you.
Sorry, yeah, except my bad.
Now, I'd like you, please, Bushy, to render in your own inimitable, extraordinary way, pigs in blankets, because they are the king of Christmas food.
They are.
Devils on horseback, not so keen.
Don't know what they are.
Prunes.
What?
Prunes and bacon.
Who are even they? Put those two together?
Yeah, prunes and... It's a really popular, gang. A prune surrounded by the comedy collar of bacon.
Sorry, I don't know if that's a thing, Mel.
Devils on... Yes.
No, I don't know if that's a thing.
Devils really? On horseback. Yes,
pigs in blanket, fine. Devils on horseback sounds way more menacing.
No, prunes with bacon. Look it up, lads. It's absolutely true.
Wow.
Pig in blanket, obviously, the mini sausage with the bacon round it. Not so good if you're a vegetarian, but there's probably some sort of nut roast version with some haslet, some nut-based haslet. Hello there. Here we go. Please draw that for me, Bush. We'll check on your progress after this. Boney M. That was my nickname at school.
Hey.
It really wasn't. I wish it had been.
Boney M.
Oh, now, dear. Ledger of Ledge. I asked Bush, quite politely, to draw pigs in blankets because they are the ultimate Christmas food. And I have to say, you've come up with something really rather special.
I don't know what that is, Mel. Try and draw a sausage. It's incredibly difficult.
Now, Bushy, the sausages that I do for pigs in blankets tend to be the same size as the bacon. I go for the mini ones. This is an enormous sausage.
It's, yeah.
With a sort of belt around its middle. It looks like something a worm might do.
It looks like a worm.
Looks like a saucy worm who's saucy doing something worm. A bit naughty with another worm.
That bit in the middle of worms that makes you go.
The ridge. Oh, what is that?
I don't know what it is. Is that their house?
I don't know.
I don't know if it is their house.
It's quite a small house.
It is a small. I think they live in bungalows. Like snails got proper houses. Worms just got like a bungalow around them. A little bungalow.
It's that sort of gristly ridge. What is that?
It's horrible. I wish they'd stop it.
Ooh. But is it something that they bring out when they're feeling a bit randy? Sorry.
You're obsessed with worms and nookie. What is going on with you?
No, but what is that thing?
I don't know.
It's really weird.
It's horrid. They need to have a look
biology.
At themselves.
We did it in biology. Yeah. You know, they sort of sidle up to each other and that's how they create baby worms.
Is it? Is that where baby worms
but
come
does
from?
Does the ridge come into it?
Oh, I really hope not.
I actually feel slightly sick.
It might have put me on pigs in blankets.
It's a beautifully drawn thing, but it is quite sinister.
It is sinister. There's no two ways about it.
So, of course, we always give it its Latin name. Pigs in blankets, of course, in Latin, is pigibus in blanketiarum.
Ooh, spicy.
Yay. So there we go. Bush, well done, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Another Christmassy Ledger of Ledge marked down. Very, very good indeed. I think, should we have some more Christmas music?
Let's just do it.
Should we just, we're 115% Christmas, remember?
Easy.
Yeah?
Let's do it, man.
Do you like Aled Jones?
Yeah, he's all right.
I love Aled Jones.
Yeah.
I have a confession to make about the song we're about to play.
Ooh.
I snogged somebody called Steve. Oh. As this song was playing, and he was wearing a Christmas jumper. I know, it's a little bit tragic.
Right, here's a question off of the podcast tin for you, Mel.
Righty hosky.
Oh, you're going to love this. Christmas lights, multicoloured or just white?
Now, I've got beef with Christmas lights.
Okay.
This is absolutely serious. I cannot bear the LED Christmas lights. They are cold. They give off a light which is unloving.
Okay.
And sort of corporate.
The same light, I think, that's used in the lifts here at Magic Towers. You know how terrible you always look in the mirror in the lift?
Speak for yourself.
I look like an apparition. I look like Beetlejuice.
Hey, I look 70.
I look terrible in there. I take the stairs now because I can't better look at myself.
I take the stairs as well. I never get in that lift.
It's horrid.
It's really nasty.
But it's the same kind of lighting, isn't it?
I'm sorry, I'm going to sound like a real old nana.
Okay.
I love the lights of yore, which when the lights went on the blink, you took out the little central glass pip of the light.
Oh.
And then you replaced it with another glass pip.
The old-fashioned fire hazard ones.
Yeah, the ones that you screwed in.
Yeah, the olden days.
I've still got some, and they look so gorgeous on the tree. I got some LED ones last year. They look ruddy horrid. They look magic lift horrid.
But with the ones with the bulb, are you allowed? Can you press buttons so they can do a light show?
No. Why do I want that?
Light show's brilliant.
No, Bush.
Come on.
You're younger than me. You're all, you know, in with the kids.
Flash to the top, flash to the bottom. On, off. Fade.
No, I hate that.
I love that.
Gives me a migraine, mate.
Come on, get down with it.
I don't like the white ones either, those just ice white LED ones. Horrid.
You've got some real beef.
I know.
With Christmas lights.
I'm all about the beef. Michael Bublé, as we must call him in December. Every other month he's Michael Bublé, but in December... Michael Bublé.
And that's actually official law. If you call
him... Canada.
Yeah, if you call him Michael Bublé in December...
In Canada.
You can go to prison.
Yeah. And it's a harsh one, isn't it? It's about 14 years.
Siberian type. Yeah. You know, you'd be making number plates and that.
Isn't it?
And imagine telling your friends.
I know.
Where did you go for 15 years? I accidentally called Michael Bublé, Bublé during the point of Christmas. Should be calling him Bublé. Long story, you know what I mean?
Now, Bushy... Bushingtons. It's contractual. No, it's not contractual. I am interested in your life. You're a friend. You're not just a broadcasting partner. We haven't just been put together.
No way.
In some sort of ersatz way.
Yeah.
Bushy, how's your week been, mate? I haven't spoken to you.
Thank you, Mel. My week has been good. I've been thinking about maybe going to a midnight mass.
Oh, wow.
With Christmas coming towards us.
Bushy, lovely.
I haven't been to midnight mass in ages.
It's brilliant.
When was the last time you midnight massed?
We normally go on Christmas morning, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, we do the old early get up. Bit painful.
How early is that?
9 o'clocker.
Wow, that's pretty early.
Yeah. Midnight, that's a lovely candlelit.
Candlelit, carols. Couple of carols.
Where's your nearest place for midnight mass?
Do you know what, right? We've moved to Leon Sea. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Oh,
have I mentioned that?
Gosh.
It was voted number one happiest place to live in the UK.
I know, the happiest place in the UK.
Did I mention that?
The world. Was it the world?
It was the world. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Did I mention that?
Toronto number three.
Yeah.
Sort of, I don't know, Bali number two, and then Leon C number one.
I've
had a belly full of this, gang. I've had a belly full of this. Carry on.
So many churches. I've never seen so many churches.
Really?
So we're spoilt for choice.
Wow.
And it makes me feel like maybe each year, and this could be a Christmas tradition, try out a different denomination. We've got a Baptist round the corner.
That's fun.
Got Church of England around the other corner.
Lovely.
Got a couple of Jehovah's Witnesses and stuff around there.
Presbyterian.
Catholic.
Yeah. Lovely.
So we could like maybe get, remember Find 50, the book?
What was that?
You found different bits of wildlife and you ticked them. Do you remember that?
Did you do that at school?
I had a book when I was a kid.
Find 50?
King Fisher, tick next to its name.
Oh, I love the idea of that.
Worm with a weird bit around its middle.
The ridge,
tick around its name.
Sacky Ridge.
Sacky Ridge. But I could do that with all the different religions.
That's a really sweet idea, Bush.
And maybe I'd make the world a better place by the end of the process as well.
That's a really lovely thing.
I could pass each religion on the regards of the previous religion. The Jehovah's Witnesses send their best.
Are you having a breakdown?
I think I might need to sit down.
Are you having a little pre-Christmas breakdown?
Just need a coffee and a mince pie and I'll be fine.
I haven't started my Christmas show.
No, let's not think about it.
I haven't started. You know what I'm normally like?
You're normally bang on it.
End of August, I'm literally putting things away for the stockings.
Can I just say, actually, I think almost by this time last year, you'd already given us our presents.
I was smug. I was completely smug. You're absolutely right. Do you know what I'm going to do this year? And
go on,
this
then.
Is the truth.
Go on.
As well as the Glockenspiel lessons,
yeah,
which will happen next year. This year, I am going to go to one department store and I'm going to buy every single Christmas present within that department store. That's what I'm going to do.
All under one roof with Mel G.
All under one roof. Do you like that?
I don't know if you're going to be able to do it.
Of course I will.
There's always one person that you can't get for. If you try and get it done in one go, there's always one person.
No, I'm going to do. I'm going to absolutely force myself.
Okay.
It's a first world problem. Come on, gang.
Do it. Give it a go.
And I'm not going to spend too much. And also, I'm going to get lots of secondhand presents for people. Is that very tight?
No, not at all. You don't mean stuff that people have given you that you don't want. You're not going to re-gift.
Darling love, Winter Wonderland. This is Mel G with the Mighty Bush. on Magic. We're here every Saturday afternoon, aren't we?
You know where to find us.
I love being here on a Saturday afternoon. It's particularly lovely in the run-up to Christmas, I have to say. We've got decorations all over the studio, which Bush is a big fan of.
Absolutely brilliant.
He is Mr. Bauble. I don't know if you knew this. He loves a bauble and he loves a Christmas tree, don't you, Bush?
So are you doing this thing still? You're carrying on? You're persevering with adding a new bauble each year?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Are you really going to carry on with that?
I haven't got this year's bauble quite yet, but when I do my mad department store rush,
right,
where I buy everyone's present under one roof, I will be getting the bauble.
I think you're stretching yourself too thin.
You're so negative.
I just don't think it's going to happen, Mel, that's all.
The present buying?
The presents for all the people, the bauble you want to get. You're going to try and do your Christmas shopping for the food? You're going to try and do that in the department store as well? You want to hide into
actually,
nothing?
Actually, that's a really good idea. That's a really good idea. Do you know what I'm going to say?
Go on.
I'm going to get every present in one department of the department store.
This is madness.
I'm going to go to kitchenware, and I'm going to buy everyone an egg cup or something.
This
I'm going to make it really simple.
This is an endurance challenge from a Japanese game show. This is not proper Christmas shopping. This is absolutely crazy. Do me one favour, right?
Yeah, go on.
Just take a leaf from my book. I always do what I call the Andy McNab manoeuvre a couple of days before.
Yeah.
Go and do a recce. Camouflage up your face.
Yeah.
Have a look around the department store. We'll make a mental map of where all the exits are.
Yeah.
And go in and go bang, 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 bang. I'll get that.
That's a really good idea. Also, key. This is key.
Yeah.
And it ties in very well with your Andy McNab Christmas,
mm-hmm,
which is you get there as the store opens.
Yes.
So if it opens at 10, you are there at 5:00 to 10:00.
Yeah.
You're the first in.
A keener.
You've got a clean bill of health to just get in there and run around.
Because weirdly, with shops, there's no one there from 10 till 11.
No.
11 o'clock.
Goes bananas.
The masses descend. Yeah.
Yeah. 10 a.m. gang. This is my tip. Tip from the top for Christmas. I'm going to do it. 10 a.m. next week. Department store.
All with one department.
Boom.
Boom.
I'm thinking kitchenware.
Rod for your own back. That's all I'm going to say.
Right, Bushy. This is an important pod question.
Go on then.
Christmas trees, real or fake?
We've got fake one for the first time ever this year.
Now, is it a good one?
Yeah, we spent a bit of money on it.
Does it look real?
It looks really real.
Does it have an actual wooden stalk?
No, it doesn't have a wooden stalk.
So it has a plastic stalk?
Plastic stalk.
Not good enough.
But it's got a skirt. Is that the word for it?
What?
A wooden basket that goes around the bottom of it.
What, like Davros?
It looks like Davros, but a Christmas tree.
Oh, mate. What?
It looks just like a real thing, honestly, Mel. And do you know what I'm going to get? I'm going to get a carton that you can get to dangle from one of the branches that smells of pine. So you would swear blind it's the real thing.
Are you going to take it down on Boxing Day?
Yes, still. Just how I roll. What about you? What are you going to do? Have you got a real tree?
Hang on.
Yeah.
You're not really going to take it down on Boxing Day.
Let's get rid of it. Let's move on.
Mate, it's a fake tree. You can have it up till February. It's not going to drop any needles.
It's easier to pack away. It, in fact, helps my thing of putting it in the loft as quickly as possible.
Bushy, you have a new baby. And that's the whole message of Christmas is about the arrival of this gorgeous new baby in the world, representing rebirth and hope and redemption.
Okay.
And you are going to put the Christmas tree away on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
I can't even look at you anymore.
Just call me King Herod. Or just Herod. What do you reckon King Herod's first name was?
Geoffrey.
Geoffrey Herod.
He ran a DIY store on the high street.
Herod.
Yeah, Geoff Herod. And he was very mean. When you went in to buy brushes, he used to overcharge you.
Yeah, he always used to mark stuff up at the end. You have to always, with Geoff Herod,
he?
Just if we've got time for this on the podcast, with Geoff Herod, make sure you check your change.
Always.
And till receipt.
If you went round shaking a bucket for some cause, Geoff would never give you anything.
He'd fly off the handle,
wouldn't he?
Oh, terrible.
One of his overpriced handles that he sold.
Oh.
Oaken ones.
Geoff.
But they weren't real oak, they were teak.
Yeah, oh. Contraband.
Oh, thank you so much for listening to our excellent podcast. I know it's a bit smug, but that's what we think. Hear more fun like that every Saturday lunchtime from 1 on Magic.
The Mel Gedroych Show. The Mel Gedroych Podcast.